The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Batra. This Masechet, the longest Masechet in Shas, page-wise, has been dedicated by our good friend and pioneer student in the Daf Yomi Shi'ur, Adam Azrak Hashem Yishmeru V'chayehu, for the Hatzlacha of his dear children, that they should grow up to give him much nahat, they should have chokhmah, binah, vada'at, and be'ezrat Hashem, they should be zuche in the right time to the proper zivugim, b'parnasa, osher v'chavod, me'ata v'ad olam, to him and his wife and his entire family. Amen. Daf Nun Vav. Today's daf is being studied in the Nishmat Avraham ben Esther, wa Hashem t'nihenu b'gan Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on Nun Vav Amud Rishon, Perek Haskat Abbatim. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines down. We were talking about in yesterday's daf a case where you have two fields. The fields belong to Gerim. The Ger died. Ger that dies has no relatives. So the field becomes Hefker. So what happens? So there was a Metzer in between the fields. Metzer is like a border. Or there was Hetzev. Hetzev is trees that were planted, and the trees serve as a natural border, and they separate the fields. So the deen is, if a person wants to make a hazakah on these fields, if he makes hazakah on one, he's not going to the other. It's not considered one contiguous field, because since it's separated by a border, so therefore if he wants to make a hazakah, he's got to make hazakah on both fields to be koneh both. But if he makes hazakah only on one, he's only koneh one. That was the deen of the Gemara. Nobody argued on that. Now the Gemara says, "En sham lo metzer velo hetzev mai." It's one, just one, two fields that are back to parallel to each other, next to each other, and there's nothing in between them. So the she'ela is, in that case, what do you have to do? How much do you have to make hazakah to be koneh both areas? Now, in order to appreciate the question, look at the Rashbam. The Rashbam actually is in the middle of a piece here. It's the second wide line, right when they start getting wide. The Kaba'i Gemara. So Gemara asks, the Rabbi Yohanan, the Amara Metzer Vachetzer Mafsikim Benechse Ager, Shelo Yikneh B'chazkat Havero Ad Shiyazik B'shtehen, that you're not kone both fields until you actually make a hazakam both. Ve'im en sham lo metzer ve'lo chetzev de'ena mesuyemet b'metzareha. It's not delineated by any borders. Mali, what's the din? Amar Yohanan, kama tzarich la'hazik shiyikne hakol. That's really the question. How much of the field do you have to make a hazakah on, for example, plowing or doing whatever a hazakah is, to acquire the whole area? Now, if you remember, we learned already earlier this type of question. So the Rashbam says, the ilu Rabu Shmuel Amri Le'el, Rabu Shmuel also asked, a field that doesn't have borders, how much of the field do you have to make hazakah to acquire the whole area? So it says, Kid Azil Haira Taira de Ture Behadar. Remember we said it, according to those opinions, if you have a pair of donkeys, or oxen, the way they plow, that they walk across the field east-west, and they walk back west-east, so they plow the fields in two rows, that's already considered a hazakah. That's the way Rav and Shmuel understood, that in a regular field, doesn't have any borders, the hazakah to acquire the field has to be back and forth. Okay? Mishum deshtam'ina nid Rabbi Yohanan shi'ur acher. They heard that Rabbi Yohanan argues on Rav and Shmuel, that he holds you need a different shi'ur. So they asked, according to Rabbi Yohanan, how much of a field that's without borders, how much do you have to make hazakah to acquire the whole area? That was the Gemara's question. So it's going really back to an old subject. When you have a field without borders, how much of the field do you have to work in order to acquire the whole entire field? So comes the Gemara and says, "My Parish Rav Mirinos Mishemo." Rav Mirinos explained in the name of Rabbi Yohanan, called Shinikrit Al Shemo, that so long as the field is called on his name. What does that mean? Look at the Rashbam. Kol shenikrit al shemo. Kol shenikrit, what's that? Bet. Sadeh ehad. Sarich lomar. Vetevat al nemhak. כל שנקרית שדה אחד בלשון יחיד על שמו שקוראים לה שדה פלוני שאין אומר שדות פלוני קנה הכל במקוש אחד.
First we have to have the people refer to this landmass. Exactly. If the people come along and say this is the field of so and so. The field. So they call it one area, so it's considered one. So now, what's the shi'ur? So then makush echad. Makush echad means all you gotta do is take the spade, one digging, and you koneh the whole field. So long as it's understood that this is considered one field. The Gemara says, hechidameh. What's exactly the case? So Gemara says, amar papa, exactly like you said, dekarule be garguta de planya. They say, this is the Begar Guta, the field of Mr. Ploni, which means the Ger, let's say, that died. Before the Ger died, they would say, this is so-and-so, the Ger's property. They don't say properties. So therefore, once already the people are referring to this whole area as one landmass, then he dies. So the guy that wants to be Mahazik, all he's got to do is come and take a shovel, make one Makus, one digging in the area, and he's cornered a whole entire area. Yativ Rav Acha Bar Avya Kamed Rav Aseh. Rav Acha Bar Avya was sitting in front of Rav Aseh. V'yativ V'ka'amar Meshemed Rav Aseh Bar Hanina. Hatsuba Mafsik B'nechse Agir. Okay, like we learned already. Hatsuba, those are the trees, separate in the Nechse Agir. Same story, you have two properties of Agir, the trees are separating the properties. Now the ger dies, even though the ger owned both properties, to make ownership, you need to make hazakah on both fields. If you make hazakah on the right side, you're not going to connect the fields that are on the other side. So the Gemara asks, my hatsuba. Now we're going to get into the what is this hatsuba? We mentioned it earlier, that these are the trees, but the Gemara is going to explain to us, what are these trees over here? What my hatsuba? Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Shebot Tihem Yehoshua LeYisrael Et Ha'aretz. That's the natural borders that Yehoshua used in order to make borders to separate the land for the tribes. Which means these trees are special trees that the roots go straight down into the ground. They don't spread out into other people's properties underneath the ground. So therefore he used these Hatsuba trees in order to delineate the fields for each tribe. Look at the Rashba, my Hatsuba, is it Davaru? Why would they use these trees as a border? Shebotihem ben shevet le shevet ben ish le ish lefishenu yonek lo mikan velo mikan. The roots don't spread out. The roots just go straight down. So it's a good item to make a border because it's not going to encroach on somebody else's field. Comes the Gemara and continues. Yeah, Yehoshua Ben Nun, that's what he used to make them, because he divided the land of Israel to the Shevatim. 7 years he divided the land. So he had to say, this is Uven's Chedek. So what did they do? They planted these trees, and in between people's individual halakim, he put these trees over there. That's the tree that they used. It makes sense. The Amar of Yehuda Amar Rav, new point. Back to Yehoshua Ben Nun. Lo mana Yehoshua ela ayarot ha'omdot ala gibulin. Literally, Yehoshua only counted the cities that stood on the border. What is it referring to? Ashbam. Kedama beperek kama, Yehoshua katav sefro. Right? Yehoshua wrote his sefer, Sefer Yehoshua, ala givurin, kedel larot techumin. Which means all the cities that Yehoshua writes in his sefer, those are really border cities, because he wanted the perimeter of Eretz Yisrael, because he wanted to show exactly where the borders are. Which means the Gemara understanding, why did he write these cities here? He didn't write every city in Eretz Yisrael. He's saying the cities that Yehoshua wrote in his Sefer, those are all border cities, because he wanted to make it clear what the borders of Eretz Yisrael are. Comes Gemara and says another point. Amar Yehuda Amar Shemuel, Kol she'ra'u HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe Hayav B'Ma'aser. Any part of Eretz Yisrael that God showed Moshe Rabbeinu, that already, those areas are hayav in Ma'asir, in the deen of Ma'asir. What does this mean? Bish'at mitato. At the time of Moshe Rabbeinu's death, kedichtiv, v'yareu Hashem et kol ha'ares, et ha'gil'ad, adan, and list all the places, hayav in Ma'asir. Dehem hem zayin amemim ha-ketubim b'chol makom. Which means, like we say, Ha-Haiti, Ha-Ivi, Ha-Emori, Ha-Perizi, Ha-Ibusi, all those are the seven lands, or nations over there, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu. Aval, now this is the Gemara is going to say, but Rashbam will read it first. Kini, Kinizi, Ve-Kadmoni, those are three other, altogether this, if you look by Avraham Avinu, God promised Avraham Avinu 10 nations. Okay, there's 10. But seven were in Eretz Yisrael, and three were on the other side of the Jordan. So the three that were on the other side of the Jordan are the Keni, the Kenizi, and the Kadmoni. Shenetanol Avraham Avinu, Bebrit Rebetarim, Lo Yitchayibu B'Maaseh La'atid Labo, Kishyahzirim Lanu La'atid. Which means, the Gemaraz, for sure, now they're not Hayav in Maaseh, because they're not in Eretz Yisrael. The Hiddush is even La'atid Labo, when Mashiach comes, and these lands become annexed as part of Eretz Yisrael, La'atid Labo, those lands still are not going to be Hayav in Maaseh. Kedama B'Bereshit Rabbah. That's one interpretation. That these lands outside of Eretz Yisrael, even after the annexation, are not going to be Hayav in Maaseh. Inameh, Im Kavshu Yisrael Mem Ahare Mot Yoshua. Even in the times of Yoshua, if they would conquer, let's say, these lands on conquests, Kulam Peturim in Maaseh. Dichtiv Atam Zot Ha'ares Asher Nishba'ati. This land, Zot, Lemeut Ha'anishin Tosfu L'Avraham Ala Shivu'a. Right? The seven, not including the extra three that were added. Kach nir'eh bi'aynai. V'afalgav de'refa'im nameh ketid v'Avraham. Now, the Eretz Refa'im, there's another land, was also promised to Avraham. Lo me'ma'atinaneh. We don't exclude that from Ma'asir. Why? De'haynu hivi. Okay, so Refa'im and hivi are the same. That's one of the seven. דלא כתיב אתם ומצינו שכבשם משה דכתיב ההוא יקרא ארץ רפאים כלומר היינו רפאים שניתן אברהם בין הבתרים. Okay, beautiful. Comes the Gemara and says, I read back. אמר רבי יהודה משהו, כושר, אהו הכבור לכם משה חייב מעשה, להפוקה, מה? I will come into exclude, להפוקה, כני, כניזי, וקדמוני, those three. Now the Gemara is going to try to analyze where exactly or which countries of the כני, כניזי, and קדמוני. So we have a מחלוק around this. תניה, רבי מאיר אומר, Naftoha, Arba'a, Vishalma'a. Okay, those are the three countries over there. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Har Se'ir, Amon, Umu'av. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ardiskis, Asya, Ve'aspamya. Okay, so those are the different, different places exactly where these three countries are. Obviously, there's a big disparity between some of them.
None of them overlap.
That's what it is. The next Mishnah. Ayu shenayim me'idim oto she'akhla shalosh shanim. Okay. Back to Hazakah stories. You have a guy lives on a field for 3 years. Right? Then he comes along and says, I bought the field. Hazakah with a ta'ana, it belongs to him. How did he prove that he's living on the field for 3 years? He brought witnesses. So, two witnesses come along and say, we testify, we're telling you the guy lived on the field for 3 years. And then what happened? Now you prove those witnesses wrong. What does that mean, you proved them wrong? Two other witnesses came along and said, how did you testify he was on the field for 3 years? You were away, you were somewhere else. Now, what's the normal law of Edim Zomimim? Va'asitem lo kasher zamam la'asot la'achiv. Which means, you were trying now to take the field away from Reuven and give it to Shimon by claiming that he had Hazakah for 3 years. So now, they're going to have to pay the amount of the field to Reuven. Because you were trying to take the field away, so we do to the witnesses what they were trying to do. So the deen is mishalmim lo et hakol. So they have to pay the entire. Of course, he gets the field back. It's his field. But you tried to lose it, so that's the punishment of the Eidim Zomimim. They have to pay the entire amount that they were trying to cause loss. Look at the Rashbam on the bottom. Matnitin. Nimsu Zomimim. Sheba'u v'shnayim v'amru lahim. Hey, achreitem hazakah zu. They said, what do you mean? How did you see Hazakah? For those 3 years you were with us in China. How did you see Hazakah? Mishalmim lo takol. Kefi deme karka shayur osim lahafsido yigve mehem. the value of the karka that he was trying to cause the loss, that's what he has to pay. Like it says, kasher zamam velo kasher asa levad karka shelo shiyitom and mahzik. That's besides the karka that he gets back. So the guy's getting back his field because there was no hazakah really, and plus he's getting now the payment from the edim. So he gets back double. His field he gets back because the whole thing was a hoax. There was no hazakah. So Reuven gets his field back, and now the edim zomim that tried to ruin him, they got to pay him also the value of the field, like a regular case of edim zomim. Now the Mishnah comes along and says, Shnayim barishona, Shnayim b'shiniya, Shnayim b'shilishit. Mishalmim benehem, which means you have two witnesses that come along and say hazakah in year one. Two other witnesses come along and say we testify at hazakah in year two. And then two other witnesses come along and say we have had hazakah in year three. So you have six witnesses, and each one is establishing, each set is establishing another year of hazakah. Look at the bottom Rashbams. Shnayim barishona, dahinu gimel kitot. You have three sets. Le gimel hashanim, kat leshana, kat leshana. Im nimsiu zomimim kulam. If they all became zomimim, so now you have to split the pay, right? Meshalshin benehem. You see that shonim meshalshin. You split it in thirds. Kol kat teten hashalish, the gimel kitotem. Which means they all have to become huzam for the law of hazamah to take place. Let's say you only disprove, let's say, two out of the six. No good. Those two guys are disproven. There's no hazakah, but there's no din of hazamah. To make the hazamah that you have to pay what you were trying to cause, you have to mezim all six. Once you mezim all six, now how do you pay now? Let's say it was a $1,000 payment, right? So now you have three sets. So each set has to pay $333.33. Then they split it up like that. Okay. Last case in the Mishnah: Shelosha Achim.
Amen.
Shelosha Achim. Ve'ehad mistaref imbahem. Hare elu shalosh eduyot. Then edut achat lehazama. What's the case? Three brothers. Ve'ehad mitzaref emahim. Now three brothers, we know cannot testify themselves, they're brothers, right? So what happens? You have one outsider, call him Reuven. He testifies with one brother for year number one. Then this guy Reuven testifies with brother number two for year number two. And then Reuven testifies with brother number three for year number three. So Reuven's always the second witness. Now they're kosher in that sense. Because it's not two brothers testifying on the Eidut. It's always the outsider that's joining with one of the brothers. So the Rashbam says on top, Shlosha Achim. Ve'echad mistrifim dahinu ach leshana, ach leshana. Every year another brother's in the testimony. Ve'echad ima ach. And another guy joins the brother. Ve'oto echad mi'id im kulan. So Reuven is testifying on every year. Hare elu gimel eduyot. First of all, let's consider three testimonies. Ulachi kasher edutam. That's why the testimony is good. De ashatad de kamasid hai lo kamasid hai. The en kan shnei edim kirovim bi'edut achat. First of all, the testimony is a kosher testimony because you never have two brothers that are testifying on one item. Because every year it's Reuven and one brother. Reuven and another brother the next year. So in one given year you never have two brothers testifying. So the testimony first of all is accepted. There's no kiruvim over here. However, vehen edut achat lahazama. But they considered one group, she'im uzmu, if let's say now they became huzam, all, well it's not all six, it's really all
four.
All four. Mm-hmm. Right, three brothers and Reuven, mishalshin benehem. So then you have to divide the payment amongst all the people over there. Vegam in nizumim achi azumu kulam. So first of all, they all have to become huzam in order for the hazamah to apply. Now, how is it going to work over here? Here, it's going to come out that Reuven is going to pay half the price here. Because it's basically, there's six witnesses, basically, right? But Reuven is three of them. Reuven is three of them. Because he came, so therefore the brothers pay half, three. They play 1/6 each, exactly.
3/6.
And he has to pay 3/6, because bottom line, he testified three times. So therefore Reuven has to pay half the amount. Very good. Comes going on, says, that's the Mishnah. Matnitin de lo krebi akiva. Hoho. Matnitin, Nashbam. De hashiv le gimel kitot shil edim edut ahat le shalosh shne hazaka. You just told me that what? Two witnesses testify in year one. Two witnesses testify in year two. Two witnesses testify in year three. It's considered, which if they didn't become hazama, that testimony would stand in court. So long as each group is testifying on 1 year, and you have three groups for 3 years, that's considered a hazakah. Rabbi Akiva argues with that. Well, what does Rabbi Akiva say? Manitin de lo Rabbi Akiva de Tanya. Amar Rabbi Yosef. Kishalach Abba Halafta etz Rabbi Yohanan ben Nuri lilmot Torah. When Abba Halafta went to Rabbi Yohanan to study Torah, some say the opposite. Ve'amri la Rabbi Yohanan ben Nuri etzel Abba Halafta lelmot Torah, when he went to Abba Halafta to study Torah, amar lo, hare she'achla shana rishona b'fne shnayim, shiniya b'fne shnayim, shilishit b'fne shnayim, mahu? Here's that exact question. Let's say the guy established Hazakah with three sets of witnesses. Two witnesses say we testify lived on it 1 year. And then two witnesses come along and say we testify lived on it the second year. Two witnesses come along and say we testify lived on it the third year. Is that considered a hazakah? Could you make a hazakah from three sets of witnesses? Amar lo arezu hazakah. It works. Amar lo af ani omerkin. I also agree with that. That it works. However, ela she Rabbi Akiva cholek b'davar ze. But Rabbi Akiva argues on this item. Shaya Rabbi Akiva omer davar velo chatzi davar. Rabbi Akiva is doresh the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Al pi shnayim edim, o shnei edim, o al pi shlosha edim yakum davar." Rabbi Akiva learns when witnesses testify, they have to testify on a whole item, on a davar. Here, you're not testifying. This is hatsi davar. It's half an item. We testify he lived on the field for 1 year. 1 year doesn't know anything for us. We also testify he lived on it for the second year. It doesn't know anything. The third year after the second year also doesn't know anything for us. So therefore, the Bi'akiva says, for a testimony to be valid, it's got to be a full testimony. Two witnesses come along and saying, we testify the guy lived on the field for 3 years. But that's already a full davar. But to say half a testimony is not going to work. Look at the Rashbam. The Rashbam says, Shaya Rabbi Akiva Omer Davar, Al Pi Shnayim Edim Yakum Davar, Shalem Yishtalem Kol Mamon Al Pi Edim Hashnayim, Velo Chatsi Davar, Kol Kat Vekat, Ena Me'ida Ela Al Shlish HaHazakah. Right? If each group only testifies on 1/3 of the Hazakah, Vayinu Shlish Davar, it's not Velo Davar Shalem. Ho'il ve'en shne edim medim al kol gimel hashanim. That's right. In this case over here, each group of witnesses is testifying on a third of the testimony. That's not good. That's shlish davar. It's got to be davar shalem. That's the way Rabbi Akiva. Now, what do the rabbis do with this pasuk? The rabbis also have to learn the pasuk. It says davar. How could the rabbis come along and say that such a testimony is valid? So the Gemara says, what do the rabbis do with the pasuk of davar? Maybe you'll come and tell me they're coming to exclude the following case. Lemeute echad omer achat begaba veachat omer achat bekiresa. Witnesses are trying to testify that a girl reached. She's a gedola. How do we know a girl reaches gedola? She has to be 12 years old. Besides reaching the age, she has to also reach puberty, where she brought already two se'arot. Now you need witnesses to testify that they saw the two se'arot. So let's say one witness comes along and says, we saw a se'ara on her back. And another witness comes along and says, we saw a hair on her stomach. Now, Maybe that's what Hakamim are coming along to teach us. That's Hatzi Davar. Because each witness is only testifying one hair. For testimony to be accepted, you got to testify on two hairs. So maybe that's the case that the rabbis are coming to exclude. Where one witness says one hair over there, and another witness says a hair over there. Now, if you think on your own, that's not Hatzi Davar. That's worse than Hatzi Davar. Because you only have one witness. Hatzi Davar is two witnesses saying half an item. This is worse. This is one witness saying half an item. There's no half, I mean, after even... So the Gemara says, Hai Hatzi Davar v'Hatzi Aiduti. The Gemara, what are you talking about? This is worse. This is half an item with half a testimony. That's for sure the rabbis... That we don't need a pasuk for. That's obvious because testimony only begins with two. But one guy saying one here, one guy saying one here, that's Hatzi Davar v'Hatzi Aidut. So what's the case of Davar that the rabbis learn? Ela l'me'ute, shnayim omrim ahad begabar, v'shnayim omrim ahad bekeresa. Oh, you know what the hadush is? Where two witnesses come along and say, we saw one hair on her stomach. And two witnesses come along and say, we saw one hair on her back. The rabbis say, davar, velo hatzi davar. Each one is testifying half an item. Now, the big question on this sugya, which we have to analyze right now, is, so what's the difference in a case where two witnesses come along and say, we saw him live on the field for 1 year. And two witnesses come along and say, second year. And two witnesses say, 3 years. There it's not hatzi davar. There the rabbis say, that's okay. But what's the case where hatzi davar is a problem? Two witnesses say one hair, two witnesses say another hair. Why is that problematic and the case of the Hazakah not? Which is the Chaorah, it's the same Hatzi Davar. So we have to give a Hiluk between the two cases. Understand the question? So now the Mefarshim give a few Hilukim. So let's go read the three Hilukim that we could say on this here. Hame'idim al Shana Achat Mishalosh Shnei Hazakah. Beautiful Hiluk. Me'idim al kol ma sheyachlu lirot b'meshek ota shana she'aleihem me'idim. When two witnesses come along and say, we testify he lived on that field for the first year, they're testifying on everything that they could have said. It's a full testimony on what they saw. They're not leaving out anything, because that's what they saw, 1 year. Because they're testifying on a complete item. Because everything that they saw, that's what happened. But when you have a testimony on a na'ara, when this guy testified, these two guys come along and say, we saw a hair on her stomach. There was a hair on her back at the time.
They just didn't see it.
So then what you saw is only half an item. Masha'enken, when we're coming to testify after the guy lived on the field for 1 year, we're saying, yeah, we testify, he lived on the field for 1 year. That's all he did. So it's not like they left anything out. So their testimony is to the maximum that they could have said. Masha'enken, in the case of the se'arot, there was two hairs over here. You're only coming along and saying you saw the hair on the stomach, but the hair on the back was there. That's what he considered Hatzi Davar. Okay, that's the first Hiluk. Okay, could there be another Hiluk? The Pashim say yes. Ama'idim al shana achab mishalosh shnot hazaka edutani helkit rak benogeya la hazaka. When I come along and say, the guy lived in the field for 1 year. You're right. In the terms of hazaka, it's a partial edut. Because for hazaka, you need 3 years. אבל יש בערך למקרה שיתברר שאין לו חזקה בשדה, כגון שעדויות האחרות לא יתקבלו ונמצא שאחר פירות השדה שלא כדין. Which means, אז בגלל עדותן יעמחזיק חייב לשלום הפירות שאחר, which means, there is nafka enough for this testimony, by the way. Which is, let's say, arguably, two witnesses come along and say, the guy lived on the field for 1 year. So, 1 year is חצי עדות, because you need 3. Yeah, you can bet that you're right, it's Hatzi. But for something else, it's not Hatzi. Let's say the other two sets cannot prove that the guy had a Hazakah. So we have one witness, or two witnesses that say he lived on the field for 1 year. Because of that testimony, he's going to have to pay the perot that he ate for that 1 year. So therefore, the testimony is a is a valid testimony for something else. Understand what you mean? Two witnesses come along and say, right, he lived on this field for 1 year. Now, it could have two ramifications, this testimony. It could have ramifications for hazakah, eventually. Oh, that's problematic. But no, it's not problematic. You know why? Because it could also have ramifications for itself. Meaning, when I say, or two witnesses say he lived on the field for 1 year, let's say we can't prove he had a hazakah. So now, the guy says, hey, you owe me perot that you ate. How many perot are you going to owe me? For 1 year, because we have witnesses that... So the testimony can stand. It's full. Exactly. It's a full testimony for something. Mashiach, when I come along and say, one hair is nothing. One hair doesn't have any... She's a kitana without that testimony. So therefore, there's no nafkaminat of that one hair. So that's another hidlu. Where the testimony has a standing somewhere else, it's considered of it. Even though the gabi hazakah might be considered partial. Is there a third interpretation? Third hiluk. Le'edut al shana achat mishlosh shnei hazakah yesh erich b'fnei atzmo ele shetzarich letzaref eduyot nosfot kedei shiitbarer shiazik bas shalosh shnei v'na'amideu al hezkato v'ilu le'edut al shana achat en kol erich shekach gam ketana efshar shetel la se'ara achat v'en na'ashit afilu kehalik shel siman gaduk ela keshuma ba'alma. That's a different hiluk. Like this. This sheet tells like this. A partial edut, like 1 year, so long as it can connect to other items to become whole, that's okay. So you're right, 1 year on its own, maybe nothing, but 1 year can mitztaref to two, and 2 years can mitztaref to three. So long as it can be mitztaref, it's not partial. It could link to other eduyot. Mashiach, when I come along and say, One hair is really nothing. Because a ketana that has one hair, it's not the pshat that one hair is mitzaref to two hairs, because one hair can actually be what's called shuma. Shuma is just like a... No, shuma is like a growth that she has, but it's not really a siman at all. Which is, when you're saying one hair... It's not the pshat. One hair guarantees mitzaref. One hair is for two. No. A ketana that has one hair could be nothing. One hair is just a chance. But 1 year is 1 year. 1 year definitely is mitzaref to year two, and year two is mitzaref to year three. So items that are vaday mitzarefable, we'll call it, that's considered a davar. Mashaken at one hair, it's not automatically mitzaref one hair to two. Because I can say this one hair is zero. Because the ketana that's 1 year could be, it's really coincidence. Right? It's fuzz, exactly, that grew. That doesn't mean anything. Exactly. That's exactly the point. So therefore, those are the three halukim, why the rabbis hold, in this case, why hazakah, it's a davar, it's a full davar. Mashiach, in the case of the shumah, but the tzaharot, it's considered hatzi davar. Now, Rabbi Akiva, however, he argues. Rabbi Akiva says, no. You need two witnesses to say the whole item. He learns davar different. He learns you need two witnesses to say 3 years. Once already, he doesn't know what all these say. He says it's got to be done by two complete witnesses. To that, the Gemara comes along and says, Amar of Yehuda, new case. Ehad Omer Achla Hitim, Vehad Omer Achla Se'orim. Oh. You have two sets of witnesses. Each set is claiming hazakah, that the guy was on the field for 3 years. But each guy saw something else. He said he was on the field for 3 years, he ate wheat. That's what he was doing, he was planting wheat. The other guy says, well, I saw he was on the field for 3 years, but he was eating barley. Oh, harezu hazakah. This is considered hazakah. So the question is...
One.
No, it's two witnesses. Two witnesses are saying 3 years of barley, and two witnesses are saying 3 years of wheat. Now, if you look at it simply, you say, well, they're also both saying 3 years. So they have a stira on Haitim and Seorim, but at the end of the day, it's like a case that we learned where two witnesses come along and say, he borrowed $100 on Monday. Another guy says, no, he borrowed $100 on Tuesday. Okay, leave the dates. But everybody agrees he owes $100. So then we say he owes $100. So then you can say the same thing over here. in that sense. Listen, wheat, barley, that's details, but everybody agrees there was 3 years of Hazakah. So look at first the Rashbam first. Ve'had Omer. All the way down. Otan gimel shanim she'ata omer achla chetin ani mi'id kemotcha she'achla. I agree, he was on the field for those 3 years. אבל אכילת סעולים הייתה. הרי זו חזקה, ותאמה מפרש לקמה. אוקיי. קאמס גמרן says, מתקיף לה רב נחמן. רב נחמן has a question. He don't like this פשוט. Why? אלא מעטה, אחד אומר, אכלה ראשונה, שלישית וחמישית. One witness comes along and says, he ate years 1, 3, and 5. ואחד אומר, אכלה שנייה, רביעית ושישית. And another group comes along and says, he ate 2, 4, and 6. הכנמד, אבי חזקה? He can tell us, מי חזקה? Which means, here, it was, each guy saying 3 years, but they're not in order. Now, obviously, if the fact, who asked this question? Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman obviously understood the case, a little different than we explained it. Because he understood the case must be like an alternating case. So therefore he's asking a question. Stam, what would you say? If one guy says, as I saw 3 years. Oh yeah, which 3 years? 1, 3, 5. 25. 25, that's consecutive. Hazakat to be consecutive years. Another guy comes along and says, I saw 2, 4, 6. That's also not a hazakah. But what was Rav Nachman thinking that the case was that he compared it to a case of Sirugin? So look at Rashbam. But kifta Rav Nachman ila ma'ata. Rav Nachman lo haya yodaya ta'amo shel Rav Yehuda ha'mifurash lefanenu deben chitin v'se'urim ta'u inche. Which means really what I was going to say, the case was they both testified on the same 3 years. It was 3 consecutive. It just they made a mistake. He said chitin, he said se'urim. Now that's not a problem because people can get confused between what's being planted. Because chitin and se'urim maybe look the same. Now, why didn't learn the case like that? Because if you wouldn't learn the case like that, it's pashut. Like I told you. They're both agreeing on the 3. They're just arguing on details. And that's a detail that you can get confused on. So they go around and say, leave the details. Everybody agrees 3. But if not, why didn't learn like that? Because Allah said, what are you talking about? How can you say that's good? 1, 3, 5 is good? So Rashbam says, Ela sfira le, tehad kamar viuda echad omer akla pekin b'chad amar akla se'urin, la be'otan gimel shanim kam masid. Hi, Masid, hi. He didn't learn it like we learned it. That they're both talking the same 3 years. Because he learned, if that's the case, knock them both out. Because he learned, if you're saying 3 years wheat, and you're saying 3 years barley, cancel each other out. He couldn't understand this sivara that the Gemara is going to say later on. Wheat and barley is not such a bad argument, because they can make a mistake. He would have been 3 and 3. Let's say 2001, 2002, 2003, same years. I just say he was eating barley that year, and I'm saying he's eating wheat. That's not good. That's edut mucheshet. Ela what? Sfiril Rav Nachman dehachi kamar Rav Yehuda. Echad omer achlach etin gimel shanim kefim benhag ofde adama. 3 years like ofde adama do. They work a year, and then the next year they leave the field fallow in order to let it replenish, and they plant the following year, then they let it go fallow. ואחד אומר, אכלה סעורים 3 שנים, כפי מנהג עובדי אדמה, והיינו 6 שנים בדילוג. Which means, bottom line, it's alternating years. He's saying, 1, 3, and 5, he ate wheat, and the other guy's saying, 2, 4, and 6, he ate barley. That's the way he understood the case. ושאלתי לעובדי אדמה, and he says, Esti of the Adama, ve'amru v'she'olam kachwa menhag, shana achat chitin, v'shana achat se'onim, ken kol hayamim, ve'en ha'sidicha shevita klum. You don't need a break in between, because you just can alternate between the crops. Hare ze hazaka, shere'en mechashim ze klal. They're not arguing on each other. Which means, I'm saying 1, 3, 5, you're saying 2, 4, 6, I'm saying was the wheat that year, you're saying was barley, but during the alternate year, no problem. Umimad nafshach kol echad me'id she'achla shnei hazaka. Mimad nafshach, each guy saying there were 3 years of hazaka. Ve'hilkach havi hazaka. Why? the Rashbam compares it to the case of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha that we learned above, the Amar Beperkin, En Edutan Mitztarefet Ad She'iru Shneihem Ke'achad. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha Omer, Afilu Bezeh Achar Zeh, what's Zeh Achar Zeh? I told you the case, which means, he borrowed money on Monday, $100. They borrowed money on Tuesday, $100. Okay, leave the Monday, Tuesday. Bottom line, everybody agrees, there's $100. But so say the same thing over here. He understood, between the both of them, bottom line, there's 3 years of Hazakah. 1, 3, 6, 2, 4. By the way, each guy's saying 6 years at the end. Each guy's saying 3 alternating years. But between the both of them, it's 6 years. So leave the alternating aspect. You have Hazakah that the guy was on the field for 6 years at the end. Right? Combined. So to that he asked, oh yeah, you're telling me that alternating years is a good for a Hazakah? Because Barma take each testimony on its own, 1, 3, 5. 1, 3, 5 is nothing. Take the other guy's testimony, 2, 4, 6. So he says, look at the next Rashbam. Ela me'ata, echad omer achla rishona shlishit. Dehainu kerav Yehuda, ha'achera mitve hazaka, ha'vada yotve hazaka. Te'lodda me'karad b'yoshua ben korcha. Ela echad echad omer achla rishona shlishit, ve'achad omer achla dalet he'vav. De'tarvayu azkata me'elya kamasadeh. Which means, if you want to tell me a case, one guy saying 1, 2, 3, and one guy saying 4, 5, 6, that I could accept. Because you're arguing on what years, but at least each guy saying Hazakah. That's more comparable to the case Monday and Tuesday loans. You're saying it happened on Monday, the loan. You're saying it happened on Tuesday. Okay, good. But everybody agrees on the loan. That's analogous to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You're agreeing there was Hazakah, you're just arguing on the set. Was it this set or that set? That I hear. But to say 1, 3, 5, that's not consecutive.
Nobody's
not one of the witnesses is testifying a Hazakah 3 years. So the Rebbe says, how in the world could you tell me that this is going to be a Hazakah? He couldn't understand how it could be a Hazakah. Right? So Gemara says, you misunderstood the case. Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Achi Ashda? You're comparing the cases? Hatam Bishata Dekamasid Mor. The way you understood the case, you're right. Of course, it's not a Hazakah. Because in the year that this guy's testifying, it's not the year the other guy's testifying. You're saying 1, 3, 5, he's saying 2, 4, 6. Of course, that's not a Hazakah. Of course. Hacha tarvayu behadashata kamasadeh. The case where they're both saying the same year, 2001, 2002, 2003. I also say Hazakah 3 years straight. My ikalimimar. Oh, but what's the pshat here? Ben hitelisa. Lav adatayu de inche. People get confused between wheat and barley. That's not such a big item. Look at the Rashbam, the bottom. Amar Rav Yehuda, Achi Ashda, Hatam, Vekeman de Deka'ela Ed Echad Leshana, Hatsi Edutu. Right, which means over there you have half a package over there. You have Ed Echad. What's that Rashbam saying? Vechem and Adek Ela Ed Echad Leshana Hatsi Edutu.
Even if it's
two edim,
they both
in that opening. Haka tarvayu behadash shata masadeh. Which means, let's go back to the case. Can we go back to the case? The case was talking about Amar Yehuda Echad Omer Achla Chetin. Right.
Same year.
It's one in one.
It's not one set.
Right. It's not one set. I kept on saying one set. But it's really two witnesses in totality. Okay? So that's for sure. Which is one witness comes along and says 1, 3, 5. Another witness comes along and says 2, 4, 6. So they want to mistaref them. No, but each guy's saying half an item. Right? In the other case over there, both witnesses, one guy says it was on Monday, one guy says it was on Tuesday,
right,
that you can mistaref them. Because both of them are saying there was a loan. Both of them, they're saying it's a loan. He's arguing on the days, he got confused on the days. Mashiach in here, one guy saying 1, 3, 5, one guy saying 2, 4, 6, that's Hatsi Davar. Right? That let's read the Rashbam again. V'kevan de'gela ed echad l'shana Hatsi edutu. Hacha tarvayu b'chadash. But here, both witnesses are saying it's the same 3 years. Oh, bingo, you have Hazakah from two witnesses. What's the argument? Chatin se'urin. Kishze omer achla chatin, ze omer achla se'urin. Don't misinterpret, because you wanted to say, so why did they make a mistake of Hatin Se'urin? This is all interpretation now. So why would this guy say, oh, you know what must be? Because must be they were talking different years. Must be because they were going according to the style of farmers. And therefore he was saying 1, 3, 5, Hatin, he was saying 2, 4, 6. So, you don't got, because you're going to say that, you have a problem. And you know what they meant when he said Hatim Sa'urim? They were talking on the same years, and this guy confused. Ela, kamisade, ela mistama alotan shalosh, shazim me'id asheni namimid, vekevan di'aydut shalema, yesh ashalosh shanim, ma yesh psul, od, im mishum dezeo mer kulas sa'urim, behatim sa'urim, lavadat de inche, ed mivinim yafe ben kemah Hatim le kemah Sa'urim. And therefore, the ma'aseh, that's the case of the Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda. So let's go again. According to the Gemara's conclusion, Rabbi Yehuda made a statement. Two witnesses come along. Not two katim, two witnesses. Come along and say, we said the guy had a hazakah. What's the hazakah? 3 years? No, 3 years. 3 years he had a hazakah. And one guy says he was eating wheat, one guy says he was eating barley. Rav Nachman understood it. Oh, what's that case? Why would they say such a thing? It must be that each guy was alternating, because that's the way they plant fields. He was saying 1, 3, 5 wheat, 2, 3, 2, 4, 6 hatim, whatever. So the Gemara says, what? That's alternating. That cannot be good. No, nobody's testifying on a full. So the Gemara says, nah, you missed the case. This case is talking about over here where the two witnesses are saying the same years of Hazakah. But they just got confused between what he was planting. Therefore, the Hazakah is Hazakah. What's the difference with what they were planting? And don't think that it's not malicious over here. People don't. Mafhim ben Hatin and Sa'uri. That's the Gemara. If it was 1, 3, 5 and 2, 4, 6, Hatsid Avar would not be good because each was worse than Hatsid Avar. You only have one witness testifying on a quarter of an item, exactly.
They're both testifying in the same years, 1, 3, 4.
That's the maskara. No, 1, 2, 3. They're both testifying on 1, 2, 3. It's got to be, it's like consecutive years. They both.
1, 3, 5, 1, 2, 4, 6.
No. Rav Nachman, again. Rav Nachman understood the case like that. I repeat one more time. The Gemara made a statement, Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said, two witnesses come along and say 3 years. This guy says Hatid, this guy says Sa'uri. Now when you hear that case, the Nahman understands it. Whoa, why this guy saying Hatid, why this guy saying Sa'uri? Oh, must be that the guy plant like the normal farmers plant, alternating. And
wheat, barley.
And therefore he understood the case is, one guy saying 1, 3, 5, Hatid, and the guy saying 2, 4, 6, Sa'uri. To that, the Nahman said, how could you say that that's a good hazakah? It's alternating.
Right.
It doesn't work. If a guy comes along, witnesses come along and say 1, 3, 5, it's going to be a good hazakah. The man is going to be that tzuf. The Gemara answers, "Nah, you learned the case wrong. The case is about the testimony the same years. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, and then they made guy confused between Hatid and Sa'uri. Baruch Adonai."